Frustrating afternoon all round. We'll talk about some of the incidents shortly, but firstly, the overall performance today.
We certainly didn't do enough to win the game. I thought we're still trying to find a formula going forward. Having said that, I don't think there was much in the teams. I think the goals probably summed it up. It's a cross that's come in. Lads headed it against, I think it's young Tom Fields' face, and it's deflected past Oily. I think that was summing up today, really. We were, as I said, we haven't done enough to win the game. But I think, you know, they are a good side. They're a better side than where they obviously have started. They've got some good strong players, hard to break down. But I think, obviously, we've certainly missed a physical presence up front. We don't like, and another thing, having, you know, the two left-sided centre-backs, we like to come out with the ball, and it's very unfortunate. Nat can't come out on his wrong side. It's not an excuse. It's just, it stops us playing, so we have to kick. And we've no physical presence up, so we have to kick it to wide, to Marker. And, you know, we don't want to play like that. We want to try to get it down in the back and play through teams. But you've got young Amari up front, who's learning the game. You know, he's got to learn to pin people. I mean, the two centre-halves just set everything up, but we're down the middle. Dom was quiet. Shea probably couldn't get on the ball where we would have liked him get on the ball. And creatively, I thought, you know, we were disappointing.
Yeah, one of those games where neither keeper had much to do, yeah. Really, did they? And the first goal was always maybe going to be vital, and they've got it with, like you say, with that to look.
Yeah, you know, we, as I said, we can't be saying here, well, we've played great and we deserve this and deserve that, but I think it was a bit harsh on the second half. Performance was okay. Like I said, a bit brighter when we had a bit of a physical presence. That if we had to go along, at least we can get round people and play a bit. There's lots to work on. We know that. We've got to find a way going forward what suits us. And you know, today, listen, I knew it was going to be a hard game again to break teams down. You know, the two experienced centre backs. You know, the boy Caddis has played internationally. Left back's a strong player. They've got good players in the side, but we should do better, and we've got to aim to do better. There weren't many terrific performances last season. You know, yeah, we could say, yeah, that was good, but you know, we're stuttering a little bit, if we're honest, at the moment, and we just need to improve, no doubt about it.
And just showing that you have got a lot of new faces in, they are going to take time to bed in, and it's shown in out there today.
Yeah, and like I say, I know there's reasons for that. I know, you know, there's certain things that will help us, and it'll things that we can work on, but again, it was a little bit of a struggle. You know, you're going through the first half and thinking, you know, where are we going to get a goal from? Who's going to do something for us? Who's going to get in a little hole, or who's going to get wide and put a good ball in? Or we had two or three half chances first half when it dropped and we never made any contact. And you know, claiming for a penalty at the end, I think we're clutching at straws. It probably did hit his arm. Maybe one day you get them, but I think if you need that to get back level, we're probably clutching a little bit.
Yeah, a couple of shouts, weren't there, in that second half, Stuart? You went over to have a word with the ref at the end. Was it over the penalty?
I always go over and shake the referee's hand, win, lose or draw, no matter how good or bad he's been. You know, I did say to him, he said, you certainly think you can't be getting accused of being a homer today, because he certainly wasn't that. But no, it was nothing to do with the referee when we've got beat today. It was just a little bit of bad luck in the fact their goal was, you know, unfortunate. It's a deflected in.
Yeah.
But we've got to try to. Well, we have not got to try. We've got to be better. And we've got to improve. And we've got to, you know, find a formula that brings us success.
And Jay McCartan booked for a dive in the first half. Is that correct decision? It was hard to tell from up here if he got clipped or not.
Do you know, I'll need to see it again, because I mean, it were a theatrical dive. You know, I'd have probably booked him for it. But he's got a chance. He's got himself in a great position to shoot. Now, whether he's had contact on him, you know, he might have done. So I don't want to slate the lad and say, but he might have had contact. I'm not sure. But he were in a position to shoot, and he's got a great shot on him. So that's why it makes me think, why did he throw himself down if he hadn't been, you know, contacted? But it certainly looked theatrical, and you know, I didn't get excited when the referee blew. I thought, yeah, he's going to book him. And so, but as I said, I haven't seen it again.
Let's look at positive, Stuart. Charlie White back, mm-hmm. Good 20 minutes under his belt. All good moving forward with him. And he seemed to enjoy the battle out there with Mulgrew and Ward, didn't he?
Yeah, but it then gives us something we can get up the park. And even if he's asked, say, turn around and support to Amari and Dom, even, all right, he's a different physical shape, but even if he's not winning headers, they're not pumping headers 40 back in our box, or we, you know, back in our half, or we've got to defend them. It's just know-how, and you only get that with experience. You know, marrying a young kid, that's not his strengths, playing back to goal. You know, it's mobbing up Dom's things. But I think the only twice we got in behind them in the first half, which we'd worked on all week, you know, runs, if we're going to play a three, runs from the opposite wide man getting in behind, was Jake Reeves got in behind on a ball, and Shea, when he nearly got his penalty kick. Only twice we've really given him any. Now they come and they sat in and they say they've got experienced players, that they've got know-how. But we've got to be a bit more wiser, really. And, you know, we certainly weren't that today.
And still working hard to maybe add to the squad next before the end of the month?
Yeah, certainly so. We need to add to the squad. Don't think there's a doubt about that.
And just finally, Stuart, it has been a terrific home run that City have had here. It has come to an end. Important we get back quickly and make it a difficult place to come for all sides moving on.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, let's say it's records are there to be broken. We had a fantastic home form last season. Having said that, you know, if we were going to win the next couple, you know, I said last season, you'd rather win two and lose two than draw four. So, yeah, listen, it's gone now. So we've got to move on to Walsall next Saturday and make sure we're right for that.